Blog Talk Radio.
Darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for
everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight on Faith on the Line with Prophet Pate. That's right, it's Friday and it's time to pray. Solidify your ministries under to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophet Pate. The song I played for tonight was Scars by I Am They. If you're in need of prayer, you know what to do. If you're not new to Faith on the Line, then you already know what to do. But just in case you're new, you still have time to call in for prayer. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. Jump on the phone lines if you need prayer. Thank you, everybody that's online already. On the phone lines, online, on the podcast, on iTunes. However you're listening in, thank you on tonight. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be that of a woman of God, Prophetess Pace. Prophetess Pace, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. Thank and praise God for all of you all that's tuning in from on the phone line, on iTunes. Thank and praise God for you all joining in on all the social media that Prolific Fire and Faith on the Line have part of. I thank and praise God for it. Thank and praise God for you all just taking our time to be in here on tonight. And I thank and praise God for this. It's a line simply for faith. And I thank and praise God that it's good to be saved and it's good to trust God no matter what. And I want to let you all know that we come with a scripture in Hebrews 11:1 where it says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God for that scripture because that's the scripture that I grew up quoting. That's the scripture that I live by. That's the scripture that caused things to happen for me. I trust God and on that scripture, Hebrews 11:1, because faith is what we trust in. Faith is what we believe. Even though you don't see it happen, even though you don't see it going, even though you don't see where it's coming from, but it's faith. That's what you call faith. You trust, you believe, and you wait on God to do just what he said. No matter how long it takes, God is going to do just what he said. And while I get ready to pray on tonight, I want to let you all know, too, don't let us not forget about God. Don't let us stop trusting God, no matter in trying times, no matter what the situation going on. Not even, don't just keep on trusting God. Keep on believing in him. Excuse me. Keep on asking God for things that that you believe in. Keep on asking God whatever dreams that you have and whatever you're believing him for, whatever you're seeking God for, and whatever direction you're talking about moving to or going to, always put God first before you do anything, because if you put him first, it'll work out for your favor. But if you don't put him first, things don't never work out. So as I get ready to pray, let's pray, let's join in. The word of God say, well, it's two or three, touching and agree, he'll be in the midst. So let's trust God on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you on tonight. Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight, God, with Lord, open hearts, Lord, thanking and praising you, God, for who you are, God. Thanking and praising you, God, for your blood that was shed for me, your blood that was shed for them, your blood that was shed for us, God. Lord, I want also, God, to come to you, Lord, and say, Lord, God, forgive us, God. Any sin we committed or omitted today was not of you, God. We ask you to forgive us, God. And, Lord, wash us that we may be whiter than snow. Purge us, God, from these things that unclean, God. Creating us the new heart, God. Creating us a righteous spirit, oh, God. Lord, I thank you for tonight, God. Lord, I honor you on tonight, God. Lord, I ask you, God, that you will touch my sister on the phone line, my sister, my brother. Touch them all on iTunes. Touch them on Blog Talk Radio. Touch them, God, right now. And even, God, touch them, Lord God, whatever needs that they need. Maybe it may be physical or maybe it may be, Lord God, spiritual, God. And Lord God, touch them right now. And we begin to ask you right now, God, that you will begin to bless them, God. Whatever their wants and needs are, God, we ask you to touch them, God. Every physical need, every spiritual need, God. Lord, we ask you to touch it right now, God. Lord, manifest your glory, Lord, down upon them right now. God, we ask you, God, to even touch, Lord, God. We thank you for the healing that's taking place even right now. We thank you for your healing, God. We thank you for the healing for the crown of their head, to the sole of their feet, God. Whatever going on with them, God, whatever issue, whatever diseases, God, whatever pain, God, whatever deformity, God, whatever the issue may be, God, we decree and we declare healing right now. For your word say, God, that by your stripes that we are healed. Your word say, God, that you heal all diseases, God. You heal all sickness, God. And, Lord, I thank you right now. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to come and, Lord, touch their loved one, touch their husband, that wife, or touch that child, Lord God, Lord. Touch that family member, God. Something is going on that's not of you, God. We ask you to bring peace to it, God. Lord, we ask you to, Lord, bring peace, Lord. Bring love, Lord. Lord, let your kindness come in their heart. Lord, we ask you also, God, to deliver like never before. To bring back the child, Lord God, the daughter, the son, Lord. Bring them back home safely, God. Lord God, even, Lord God, you may have some that backslide, Jesus, and they want to come back to you, God. Lord, oh, Lord, your word say that. Lord God, you accept them and you'll forgive them, God, and you will welcome them back with open arms. Like, Lord God, I thank you, God. That's what happened with the prodigal son. He lost his way, but he began to turn back home. And, Lord God, I thank you right now for them. Lord, touch every child, Lord. Touch our nation, God. Touch the leaders of this nation, God, that they will, Lord God, agree on the right thing, not just for one, for everybody, God, that they will, Lord, we bind the confusion that's going on in the White House. We bind the confusion that's over this nation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We declare that peace will come where confusion is, Lord. Joy will come, Lord, where sadness is, God. Lord, we ask you to lift up every bow down here, God. You know what their head bowed for. You know what they're going on in their life. We declare that, Lord, you will bring peace in the midst of a storm, that you will bind up every hands of the enemy, because it will not prevail, because your word said it won't. Lord, we decree and declare right now, in the name of Jesus, that peace, Lord God, that job, God, that business, Lord God, Lord God, that home, God, whatever they may be believing you for, whatever they may be needing in their life, God, whatever the finances, God, that it will line up with your word, God. Father, I even thank you for it right now. And I thank you for, Lord God, what you're doing, God. Lord, somebody needs some time, Lord God, some time off, God. Somebody needs some time to, Lord, get themselves together, strengthen them, God. Lord, open up a door of escape, God, that they will be able to be in living peace, God. Trust you, God, for whatever they need. Lord. Trust you, God, Lord, for everything, Lord God, that they, Lord God, maybe somebody don't know how to trust you, God. Lord, put them in your word, Lord God. Show them the way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless every pastor, every bishop, every evangelist, every doctor. Lord, bless everyone that's got a Lord minister over their name, God. Lord God, that they will prosper, Lord God. And bless those that, Lord God, is out hypocriting your people, God. That you will save them the more, God. Deliver them from the evil things. Lord, help us, Jesus, to become what you would have us to become. Help us, Lord God, to be able to walk right, Lord God, walk right before you. God, give us an eye to see, give us ear to hear, God. Lord, give us a heart, let our heart love, Lord. Let our mind think the way you want it to think, God. Lord God, help us, God, to walk in that direction, God, that you're calling for, Lord. For, Lord God, you soon to come, Jesus. And, Lord God, you say you would not have us, Lord God, without a spot or a wrinkle or any such blemish, Lord. Help us, God, to get it together, God. Lord, we see all signs and wonders right now, God. But, Lord, help us, God, not to fall by the wayside. Help us to stay strong. Help us to be strong and wait on you, God. Help us not to turn back. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I pray for all of those on the phone line and those that's going to call, that's going to listen later, God. I pray for all the newcomers, God. In our son Jesus' name, I pray. I give your name the glory and the honor. for it all in Jesus' name, God. Amen and amen and thank you, Lord. And we may have some on the phone line. And as I get ready to turn it back over to Prophet Stacy, I want to let you all know to have a blessed and prosperous weekend. And always remember, nothing will not happen that God or you will not allow. Prophet Stacy, I'll turn it back over to you. Maybe we may have someone on the phone line. May need prayer.
While I'm waiting to see if there are any live prayer requests for tonight, I have two announcements instead of one. I have two, so bear with me. The first announcement, as always, be sure to join us back here for Prolific Fire Monday night when the speaker will be the woman that just finished praying. It will be Prophet Pace. She will be bringing us a word on faith. So be sure to tune back in for that Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. It's 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. Thank you so much. The number is 347-426-3782. The second announcement, I have two slots open for May the 1st and May the 4th. May the 1st and May the 4th. There are train the pain sessions. If you have pain that needs to be trained, it won't heal, so you might as well train it to work for you. If you have pain that you want to train, get in on these sessions. God has given me key strategies on how to train the pain. Let me tell you how to do that. Go to paypal.me/prophetstacy to pay your $35 fee. Or the Cash App, the $ Prolific Fire. The P in Prolific is capital. The F in Fire is capital. Prolific Fire, then all together with the $, and pay your $35 fee. It's a low fee of $35. Then I want you to email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Email me a brief description of your pain, and I will email you back and tell you the rest of the details so that you will be able to get in on a private session beginning on May the 1st and again on May the 4th. Looking forward to training you, training the pain to work for you. With all of that being said, I look to hear from you on Monday night for Prolific Fire. And as you tune in to hear my sister speak on faith, keep in mind to train the pain and tune in for that too. Pay your $35. Going back to the phone lines, is there anybody here tonight via Blog Talk Radio in need of prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone. As I always say, press 1 on your phone. Going 3 times. This is the last time for tonight. Okay. See you Monday night. Have a blessed night. Good night.